On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work. Now from the Handy Toyota broadcast booth, this is the Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country, it's time to dance!
Markin for three, got it!
From Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowan's top right corner with half a second to go and the Cats win!
Hey everybody, welcome in to another episode of Catamount Insider. It is great to have you with us on this Saturday morning, or of course if you're catching up with us, going back through the podcast episodes. This is episode 20. Hard to believe, episode 20 of our 2024-25 season. A great episode ahead for you of Catamount Insider. We start with a pretty kind of unique interview as I sit down with a couple of UVM men's lacrosse players, two short stick defensive midfielders on the UVM men's lax team, Colin Bullock and Carson Egebrotten, sit down and join us. Thought it was a good time to sit down with any of the UVM men's lacrosse athletes, but when I reached out to the coaches this week, they responded with these two guys together we think would be a really good combination. Two players stepping into larger roles this season, even in maybe an unheralded position as that short stick defensive midfield unit. However, the two of them were really fun to sit down and chat with, telling their stories, different backgrounds in lacrosse. They played different positions prior to this year when Carson Egebrotten made the switch from long stick midfielder to the short stick side of things. So really picked Carson's brain about that. Colin tells us how Carson's been adjusting to the new role and how the two of these guys have known each other since they stepped on campus and have been good friends ever since. Then I'm joined by one of our favorite guests always to have on the show, Catherine Gilwee of the UVM women's basketball team, coming off a big win against Maine last weekend. I sat down with Kat earlier this week to talk about her recovery after missing all of last season due to a knee injury, how she got back into the starting five, and how she's had to work hard to find her role this season, and even to just get back being comfortable being on the floor. And the basketball team with Kat and company are playing some of their best ball at the moment. So kind of was able to walk all of that with Kat about what it's been like recovering and getting back into the Catamount lineup and in the rotation and how they feel they're poised for another deep America East tournament run this season. So a really great episode on the horizon for you. Hope you enjoy it. When we return, I'm joined by Colin Bullock and Carson Egebrotten from UVM Men's Lacrosse. This is Catamount Insider. We're presented by Milton Cat.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Handy Toyota, I-D-9, exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time, shop online at handycars.com.
You want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
McKenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Cat is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Cat, always ready.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. We have a really fun interview coming up for you guys now with a couple of players on the UVM men's lacrosse team, sitting down with Carson Egebraten and Colin Bullock. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. How are you both today?
Pretty good. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate I'm doing it. Well. Thank you very much.
Of course. A fun one in the sense that we don't normally get to have two players on at once, and you both play in the short stick defensive midfield spot for the men's lacrosse team. Reached out to the coaching staff this week, said I want to have somebody on from the team off the big win against Manhattan, and they said, let's get you a couple of guests. So I just want to ask you guys, kind of both for either of you to take right now, how you feel like the season's going? Through two games, 1-1 record, the big win against Manhattan last time out. Just kind of catch me up on where you guys are at in the season so far.
Things are going pretty well. Past couple of years, we've started with a tough game, Syracuse, and we've learned a lot from that game over the past couple of years, and certainly that's no different this year. We were able to take what we learned in that game, kind of apply that to our recent Manhattan win. We're hoping to kind of keep that train moving forward.
Yeah, I think definitely starting with Cuse is something that can be difficult at the start of the season, but is really helped us get the train rolling, like Colin said, and, you know, roll right into Manhattan and take what we learned from both those games and, you know, keep it going forward.
All right, if you're listening, I'm sure we're an audio-only version here. That was Colin Bullock, the first answer, Carson Egebraten with the second one. So I guess just kind of rewind now with you guys. Colin, I want to start with you. Take me just into your background. When did you start playing lacrosse and kind of what brought you to Vermont now, both you guys in your junior seasons?
I've really been playing lacrosse my whole life. I started when I was very young, maybe first, second grade. So I've been around the sport for a long time. But with regards to UVM, I've always kind of loved the Northeast. I'm originally from Saratoga, New York, so this isn't too far from home. And I love the gritty aspect of playing Vermont sports. So that's definitely what drew me to this area. And definitely the team culture and the staff are two things that really, really brought me here.
Not an Albany guy, though. Saratoga, I know that's close to the Great Danes home. Yeah. What brought you to Vermont, not Albany, I guess, then?
Just to be different, there's a lot of guys in my area that like UAlbany, and I wanted to kind of carve my own path, and coming up here was definitely a way to do that, and I love it up here.
I'm going to ask you about the Great Danes a bit later, because that's something I love talking with everybody about, that little rivalry. Carson, then on your side, kind of the same question. Give me your background on the sport, and you're not from the Northeast, from near Chicago and in the Illinois area. Just tell me about kind of your background and kind of how you've landed where you're at now.
Yeah, for sure. I, you know, being from the Midwest, it's not necessarily a hotbed like the Northeast. And so I really picked it up a little bit later, you know, second or third grade. My buddy, his dad was grew up playing lacrosse and had been around the sport for a long time, Brendan Gorman. So, you know, he really got me into it and learned a lot from him and learned through him throughout the years. And that's really got me into lacrosse and, you know, being lacrosse focused throughout my life along with football. And, you know, those sports really go hand in hand together. So I'm really happy that I played both of them. And I think getting me to UVM here, I think, as Colin said, the coaching staff and just, you know, the grittiness of being the northernmost Division I school for lacrosse, I think is the biggest thing and one of the biggest attractants for me coming to UVM and kind of carving our path.
Tell me about playing football and the similarities between that sport and lacrosse and kind of how your skill set worked with both.
Yeah, so I mean, I grew up playing football as soon as I could walk, and it's something that my family's always done. We've been a big football family. Grew up in a big football community out in Cary Grove, you know, a football powerhouse. And I think I wanted to, you know, go down a different path and kind of carve a new path and help other guys see lacrosse. It's a great sport, and it's one of the best sports on the planet, and kind of take that route. And I think there's both the speed and agility pieces that you get in both lacrosse and football, as well as the physicality. You know, it's all top notch, and those two things really translate really well back and forth.
All right, now just for either of you, when do you remember meeting each other? Both now in your junior seasons, kind of take me back to arriving at Vermont, and if you have a first impression that you remember of your buddy here.
Gosh, I think it was definitely move-in day. I kind of just remember seeing that guy, like, oh my God, he's really big. he's a big football player.
Football player.
Yeah, so I knew he'd be a big physical presence on the field as soon as I met him. So, yeah, that was kind of my first impression.
Yeah, I think also definitely move-in day, like, not knowing. Like, I had met some of the guys, and you know, at a visit before in Duke the previous year, and you know, I hadn't met Colin yet, and I hadn't talked to him at all over, like, group chats or things like that. So, you know, getting to meet him was a little bit unknown, and I wasn't really sure. But then, you know, I got to meet him, and it was great, and he's a great guy. And, you know, he's definitely such a good athlete and great agility and speed and everything. He's the full package.
Tell me about now, as you two get to see the field more and more often together. How's that been as kind of this offseason went about? And I know, Carson, you were talking about moving from long stick to the short stick side of things. How's that gone about recently as you are seeing more and more field time together out there?
Yeah, I think it's great for us. You know, we do a lot of things off the field together, and that's part of what helps us build such good chemistry. And, you know, going from long stick back to short stick was a little bit, you know, I think it was pretty seamless, but it could be a difficult transition, you know, getting the stick skills back, learning the new positions, and, you know, just kind of helping yourself familiarize yourself with it. And I think Colin did a really good job of, you know, help make that transition seamless, and, you know, help get me into the role and feel comfortable.
Yeah,
it's been awesome having Carson as short stick. He's definitely a natural in the position, seeing as though he played a lot of box lacrosse in his career.
Sure.
And, you know, that's a short stick game. So the transition definitely wasn't too difficult. And you can kind of tell that he's a box player, you know, on the field with a short stick. It comes very naturally. So his stick skills are definitely very good.
People have said that. They're like, oh, Carson's a box guy. That means he's going to be fine there. Why is that? What from your guys' perspective, why does the box lacrosse game translate well to, obviously everybody out there is playing with the short stick and box lacrosse, but what other ways could that maybe help translate to the way you're trying to play now?
Yeah, I think it's just because it's so much tighter and so much faster paced. Like, you know, there's only 30 seconds on the shot clock. You know, it's much more condensed. And so it requires you to have much better hands, you know, and just be a much better athlete in terms of the lacrosse world with your stick skills. And I think that was one of the biggest things that I noticed the difference, you know, going from shooting on a small net with a big goalie to a smaller goalie with a big net is much different. It's like shooting, the common analogy is shooting a beach ball into the net. And so I think that is the biggest thing. And, you know, Colin's played a lot of box, too, so this past year. So I think he can he can help attribute to that and talk about that more.
Yeah, I haven't played as much box as Carson has, but he kind of was one of the main factors that introduced me to that game. And I played a little bit throughout my career, but he really pushed me to get in the box world this past summer, and I can definitely feel the benefits that he's mentioned.
So, Colin, tell me about your off season. Then we talk about Carson kind of making that transition. This is a unique team where there were plenty of contributors that were lost to graduation in the off season. And then this young class as well coming in, you know, there are a lot of new contributors stepping up as well. What was the offseason like for you as you kind of know that maybe your role is going to be increasing as the year gets started? And tell me about the work you really put in to make sure you were ready to go as the season got underway.
This past offseason, what I focused on mostly, and similar with offseasons in the past, is my strength, my agility, and my speed. Coming in, I was a little bit undersized, weighed a little bit too less, didn't have enough muscle mass, so that's something I've been working on my entire career. And I think focusing on that has definitely helped me so far this season. And like we had mentioned, I played some box, so I definitely focus on the skill aspect of things. But my physical presence has definitely increased as years have gone on.
We're now going to take a very quick break in our interview with Colin Bullock and Carson Eggebraten. They return on Catamount Insider right after this. You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Mackenzie Franks off the grill. Big score. Their beer bratwurst, a total touchdown. Hardwood smoked sausage. It's a family favorite. Grilling wood-smoked, handcrafted foods with signature spice blends. Eating foods you feel good about and you trust. Premium meats and cheeses since 1907. Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
As a proud sports partner, we're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Cat, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Cat, always ready.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, and without any further ado, back to our interview with UVM men's lacrosse teammates Colin Bullock and Carson Eggebrotten.
I want to ask both you guys about playing for Coach Fifes, a guy who has such great experience and I know is very focused on the defensive side of the game often, or at least that's where a lot of his experience has been throughout his career. What's your guys' experience been with him from freshman year to now, and now as you guys are real key contributors to that defense, what's it like? I'm sure you're working with him on a day-to-day basis every day in practice in addition to the other coaches.
Yeah, I mean, he's an unbelievable guy, you know, unbelievable coach, great leader. You know, he's very, very well spoken and, you know, always finds a way to get us going. And, you know, he's such a good coach, and there's no other coach that I want to lead us. I think he's the best out there and definitely the best coach in college lacrosse and, you know, just the best motivator and really gets us going.
Yeah. Colin, your thoughts?
I agree. I think playing for him has been an absolute pleasure, and coming to the facility every day and listening to him talk to us and give us our practice plan or game plan, you know, whatever it is that day, is just it's amazing. Like Carson said, he's very well spoken and can get us fired up in 2 seconds, ready to play.
And just talking about the ins and outs and nuances of different scenarios and different things, he's so good at, you know, articulating those things and helping us get ourselves in the right spot and get us ready for game day.
Tell me about the style of this year's defense or the identity of it. When you guys are playing at your best, what does that look like? What does it feel like for you guys as a group?
Speed is kind of the answer to that question. When we're rotating fast and when we're playing aggressive defense, when we're getting out and making contact with the ball and setting a hard perimeter and making it difficult for the offense to get downhill towards the cage is when we're playing our best.
Yeah, I think also this year was very, very focused on heavy emphasis on playing fast and, you know, speed, as Colin said. You know, the coaching staff put a lot of emphasis on that in the fall off season of getting up and down in transition, you know, finding opportunities in transition, as well as, you know, doing really well in the clear and just being really composed. And then just playing fast, like you said, like getting friction on guys, getting our hands on and just keep setting a hard edge and, you know, sliding fast and ready to rotate.
All that being said, and we talked about it a little off the top, I want to ask you about the Syracuse matchup because, look, they're number two team in the country for a reason, and they've been off to a great start this year. Walk me inside kind of the takeaways from that game and just kind of what you guys were doing to try to approach a team that has so much talent all across the roster. I know they were running three different midfield lines at you. What were all the challenges that went into it, and what do you think the biggest takeaways were from playing one of the top teams in the nation?
Yeah, I think it was definitely a bit of an eye-opener for us, you know, playing such a high-powered offense like that and a very well-skilled offense, you know, being okay with, you know, not worrying about matchups like you would in another scenario, and just playing fast, as we said earlier, and, you know, sliding to guys when we need to, sliding fast and rotating really, really well. And there's such a good off-ball team that we learned that we need to really check down inside and, you know, get our sticks and skip lanes. So I think that those two things were really, really big things for us learning and taking forward.
Yeah, that game was definitely a good test all around for us, and I think specifically what it tested is our ability to kind of stay mentally locked in. With such a savvy offense, we have to be mentally dialed in at all times because at any point, any one of those guys can catch and shoot the ball from all over the offense.
Plus, your goalie goes down early. Jake D'Andrea has to leave the game with an injury. Ryan Daly obviously steps in and has played really well since he's kind of stepped into that role. What was that like as Jake kind of, I mean, it was immediate that he got hurt in that one. As you guys have to adapt, losing or at least changing your goalie on the fly. And was there any kind of like adjustments that you had to make with Ryan in net versus Jake? Or is it just kind of, all right, this is the situation we've been dealt and we've got to adapt to it?
Yeah, I think it was a really, you know, seamless transition. It really, really hurt to see Jake go down, sure. You know, with all the hard work he's put in. And, you know, he's been such a good goalie for us in the fall and the offseason throughout the scrimmages. And it was just, you know, it's kind of heartbreaking to see him go down. But, you know, you still have a game to play. And it's really next man up. And, you know, we have a bunch of great goalies on this roster, and Ryan Daly being one of them. And, you know, he stepped in, made the first save, and, you know, really did a great job in there for us, especially coming off cold off the bench. You know, it's never something easy to ask a goalie to do. And, you know, he just stepped in, no questions asked, and got it done. So I was really happy to see and really happy for Daly.
Yeah. Colin, I'll ask you this. Manhattan, then. It's not necessarily a quick turnaround, but you're right back at it a week later. What did you feel like you guys did well as you hold them to six goals, three at the half? Best things you guys did to beat them?
With the footing being as slippery as it was, it was definitely difficult in some regards. But I think what we did a good job of is dealing with adversity. We knew that they were going to be a good team, and we knew that if we played our style lacrosse, we weren't going to have a problem. And we definitely used our physicality in that game. We made some hits, we made some plays, and we got the ball downfield to our offense. And holding them to six goals was definitely a good accomplishment for us.
How big a boost is it when someone like Riker Damaris scores a couple of goals, right? That's an unexpected jolt, I'd have to imagine.
For sure, yeah. That was awesome seeing him going down the field and scoring two goals. We love him. He's an awesome guy for our team. He's a great player, great culture guy, super loud. So seeing a guy like him succeed is very awesome for our team.
I want to ask you about Jack Combs, somebody who has already garnered so much success in such a young career and has found his way as a real leader of this team as just a sophomore. What's it like when he's out there, and how have you guys kind of found your own styles around somebody who has such a kind of big-time impact on the defense, it feels like, every time he's on the field?
Yeah, he's a very special player, very unique player. He's phenomenal, phenomenal long-stick midfielder, and we kind of like – we like to let him do his job. You know, he goes out there, he's on the wing, he picks up a ground ball, and we work around him, and we let him do his thing. So harnessing his ability and being there for him is something we focus on in the midfield.
Yeah, and just to add on that, like, he's an all-around stud, especially last year he proved that, you know, he's one of the best in the country, and unbelievable stick, unbelievable athlete. You know, the kid's just, you know, he's savvy, he knows what he's doing, and great IQ, and just right time, right moment player, like making plays left and right, and that's exactly what you need out of a guy like him.
I want to ask you guys about some of the offensive weapons your team possesses, because you guys have been getting to see them every day since the fall. Who's a tough cover? I mean, obviously there are a lot of tough options out there, but when you guys see somebody lined up across from you and getting ready to try to go one-on-one against yourself, who's the one that's like, all right, I've really got my hands full here?
Charlie Pope is definitely a difficult guy to cover. Such a big, fast guy. He can make it really difficult, especially on a short stick, to play defense. Such an aggressive dodger. Super difficult as a short stick to deal with a guy like Charlie Pope.
Definitely, yeah. Charlie Pope really gets into our hands and, you know, really tests us physically. And then another guy, you know, Colin Decker, he doesn't not talked about as much, but he's such a fast speed dodger, such a good athlete, so fast. So, like, it's tough to keep up with him, especially out in space on those long dodges. You know, when I see him out there, I'm like, all right, I got to lock in.
Mm. Do you ever wish you had the long stick on some of those matchups?
Definitely still do. Get that extra 6 feet, you know, that extra 3 feet to get out in front of me and kind of help slow him down a little bit. So every now and again, I wish I still had that in my hand, but, you know, I'm happy to make the change.
I'll ask you then, I asked you about the defense when it's playing at its best. Is it a similar answer for the offense when they're playing at their best, a speed transition style game?
Definitely. You know, moving the ball, sharing the ball, and just, you know, being unselfish, working for the best shot. That's what we want to see in every offense, and they do it especially well. And when they're doing it well, you know, it's really, really hard to stop them, and they just work so well together.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. When they're making the simple play and swinging the ball as fast as we know they can, cool things happen for sure.
Yeah.
I'll wrap up with you just with some thoughts going forward then, boys. First, I'll start with the kid from New York. Albany preseason favorites in the league. I know they have ended your season each of the last 2 years. What was that like to see the preseason poll, see them at the top of the conference? What were any reactions, if you're willing to share, just kind of seeing that you guys picked second in the league, which is still a very respectable spot, but Albany, once again, preseason favorites?
Something we try and do as a team is not really, honestly, pay too much attention to things like that. We kind of know what we have and we know what we can do. So although they were the favorite we know we can go out there and make anything happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all this stuff in the preseason, it's preseason for a reason. You know, it's before the season. You never really know what happens until you get into the season. Things happen. And, yeah, we just kind of try and tune it out. It's all extra noise that we don't need and kind of focus on ourselves. And we know what we have. And not everybody isn't in our practice every day. They're not seeing what we go through. And, you know, the core group that we have and all the guys that we have. And I just think that they don't really see that. So.
Where's the level of confidence at for the team as a whole right now? I mean, we're still early in the year here, but wanted to know just how good you guys are feeling at the moment.
I think we're feeling great. I think we have a lot of season in front of us, and we're super excited to get out there and get some more games under our belt. But yeah, I think confidence is definitely growing and is at a high already.
Yeah, I think we're definitely running on all cylinders now, and you know, doing well together and kind of help grow each day. It's one of those grow each day, get better each day mentalities, and you know, we'll see where we're at the end of the season. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right, Carson, Colin, thanks so much for joining us this week, guys. Really appreciate the time. Good luck against Utah this weekend. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks again to both Colin and Carson for joining Catamount Insider this week. We wanted to do something a bit new, and I loved the idea from the coaching staff, frankly, about, look, these two guys are both stepping into bigger roles this season. We talked with Carson a lot about how he changed positions a bit over the offseason, and two guys that have been really good friends since they stepped on campus together, they felt like they would be a really interesting perspective on this year's team. And Colin and Carson play a role that's going to be an unheralded one. They aren't going to be stacking up the big ground ball numbers or caused turnover numbers defensively. And they're not in the attacking midfield core that really is going to be stacking up goals or assists. They might get some small chances in transition to find some points themselves, but two players that are, I think, going to have to be unsung heroes for this UVM men's lacrosse team this year. It was great for me to get a chance to get to know both of them, hear their stories, very different backgrounds, but two guys who have come to Vermont, kind of been waiting for their chance, and now have a real opportunity to take on a big-time role within this team. So thanks again to both Carson and Colin for trying something new with us, trying to do a sit-down interview with a couple of guys at the same time. I thought they handled it really, really well. Don't go anywhere. When we return, Kat Gilwee of the UVM women's basketball team joins Catamount Insider. And of course, Catamount Insider brought to you by our good friends at Milton Cat. Kat Gilwee joining the show right after this break.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
McKenzie Grilling Kielbasa for the family dinner.
This time, I'm skrilling it.
Hardwood smoked kielbasa on the grill. Finished up in the skillet with roasted potatoes.
Skrilled it.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Cat is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Cat, always ready.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Handy Toyota, I-D9, exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, here with Catherine Gilley of the UVM women's basketball team. Coming off a big win last weekend against Maine. Kat, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Your team's playing some great basketball. Tied for first now in the league with UAlbany. Such a fun win against Maine. Just kind of walk me through where you're at right now in the season and kind of how you feel like the team's sitting. Still some regular season still to go, but all of a sudden conference tournament play's kind of on the horizon here.
Yeah, I think our team is really coming together right now, which is obviously a great time for everyone to be playing their best basketball. I think our game against Maine was just a complete 40 minutes of Vermont basketball. Mm-hmm. We came out hot. Obviously, defensively, we played extremely well in the first half. And offensively, we were hitting as well. And then we just didn't let up the entire game, which is what we need to do against Maine, since they're such a great program, such a great team. But yeah, I just feel like everyone's clicking. People are having more confidence, including myself, and it's just all coming together. And hopefully we can keep that up.
You mentioned the hot start. I told you before we started, I missed the first quarter. I turn on your game, and it's at the end of that first quarter, and the score is 21-2. And I thought, the scoreboard has to be wrong. There's a zero missing next to Maine's. But that first quarter, walk me through just what you guys were able to do well that really shut them down.
Yeah, I think we just came out as the aggressors. We came out with a lot of energy, especially defensively. They definitely, they got some looks. They just weren't, falling for them. And normally they shoot the ball better than they did. But we also were making them shoot, contested, tough shots. We knew personnel. We knew, who we can help off of more, and just like our scout. And I thought we executed it really well. We just came out with a bunch of energy and passion, I would say.
And then offensively, though, 21 is a good number as well. On that side of the ball, what was really working is it's become such a balanced team as far as who's able to score it.
Yeah, we got a lot of great inside touches. The first four baskets were all in the paint from different people. It was just, moving without the ball. We were sharing the ball really well, getting post touches, getting pull-ups, backdoor cuts. It was just, as soon as the defense took away one thing, we were doing something else well, I thought, and moving the ball well. It makes it hard to defend.
Tell me about kind of the mood, obviously, in between the first and the second quarter and then the halftime locker room. You guys are up big against a really good team. What's that like in those moments? Are you clearly happy with your play? Is it trying to stay focused? What's kind of going on once you'd opened up that lead in that one?
Yeah, I think, people were obviously super happy at halftime. We have a pretty good lead against, obviously, Maine is super talented. But then the coaches come in and they're happy with our play, but they're not content at all. Like, they're like, Maine is never going to give up. No team's ever going to give up. The second half is even more important, and just don't let up. It's just, our mindset always coming out of half is it's 0-0, and doesn't matter how we played in the first half. We have to continue, if not play even harder in the second half.
Similar story, I guess, with Maine. They beat you the first time. You get revenge here at Patrick. Same with UAlbany. Now tied with you guys. You both are sitting at 10-2. You lost to start the season down at their place. You get them back at Patrick Gym. Why do you think you guys were able to respond well after losing to those two teams the first time, and what kind of went into seeing them for a second time and going in and finding a way to get the win?
I think the first time we played both of those teams, we were kind of on our heels. We weren't the aggressors, especially, you know, our first game against Albany. It was our first conference game, and we came out. It was a horrible start for us. It was just not a great start to conference play. But we saw in the second half when we were the aggressors and we played Vermont basketball, we came back, and we didn't win that game, but we had a significant comeback against Albany, who is an amazing team. So we had a little bit of confidence going into the second game. Like, if we just take what we did in the second half of the first Albany game, like, we're going to be just fine. And so I think knowing that we have confidence in ourselves, like, when we show up for 40 minutes of Vermont basketball, we can beat anyone. If we show up with that mindset, we play with that mindset, I think that was a difference between the first and second games between those two teams.
I know 40 minutes of Vermont basketball, if you ask Coach Kresge, there's a lot of defense that goes into that. What has allowed you guys to take that step, especially since the start of conference play, to just really get this defense to the level that you're playing at right now?
I think it's just focusing every day on, you know, our defensive principles, staying disciplined. Coaches talk about it all the time, just staying disciplined and making them take tough, contested twos that they don't want to take. Like, just making them do things that aren't in their comfort zone. Our coaches talk about defense every day. It's the most important part of Vermont basketball. And so I think everyone's just really buying into, you know, our philosophy and our system.
On the offensive side, Nicola's really started to score at 11 points per game in conference play. I feel like every highlight I see of her, she's just an emotional player and clearly brings some of that energy to the team. What have you seen from her as she's grown in her role as a scorer and kind of a second option along with Anna as a real post threat?
Yeah, I think Nicola just growing her confidence has been so huge for our team. I think it relieves a lot of stress from Anna. Anna's going to be everyone's main focus. I mean, it's Anna Olsen. Obviously, people are going to go double her, but then we have Nicola inside, and if they want to double her, then we have Anna. Like, and then we have shooters on the perimeter. So I think Nicola, you know, coming up big and scoring more for us has been huge. And then defensively, she's also been huge. I mean, she has so much length. She's been getting blocks. She's just such a presence, which I think her growing and her, you know, gaining more confidence has just been so, so big for us.
Speaking of Anna Olsen, a nice little 20-point outing against Albany. She misses one shot. That's nice to have, right? When in doubt, throw the ball to Anna and she can go to work.
Oh, yeah. I love playing with Anna. I know I'm going to throw the ball. She's either going to get up an amazing shot or she's going to have an amazing pass, and that's just Anna. So
yeah. Playing at Patrick Gym, those two recent wins against UAlbany and Maine, both coming here at home, you have obviously a very special relationship with the gym. You've played here throughout much of your life, coming from a local area, from Shelburne, CVU. What's it like playing in front of the home fans when it is a great crowd and finding ways to get wins? And what do you think that does for the team to be at home and see those other big teams in the conference come here and you're able to get wins on your home floor?
Yeah, I think we love playing at Patrick. We all think we have the best fans. Patrick, playing in front of our fans, playing at Patrick is just, I think it just adds like a whole new level of just like comfort. Like, everyone just comes and just takes a deep breath. Like, we're at home. We have our fans behind us. They bring great energy. Every momentum play, it's like, it's just the best feeling in the whole world. Like, I just love playing at Patrick in front of our fans. And it's just like a six man out there with the crowd behind us.
All right, let's talk about your season individually as a whole, coming back after missing all of last year. I want to just go back to the start of the season for you. What were the first couple of games like? As you hadn't played in a competitive game in that way, I know you'd had a great preseason, offseason to get ready, but stepping back out in uniform for the first time after missing last year, what was that like for you as you got to get back out there?
Yeah, I think it took me a little while to feel like myself. I mean, I think I felt physically ready. I think my rehab and everything prepared me physically just fine. But I think mentally, it took me a little bit to get back into things. I was playing, like, I was out there and playing, but sometimes I didn't feel like myself, like, how I, you know, just in my flow. So I think it took a little bit to get back into things. But I think I've hopefully continued to stay in my groove. And yeah, I just feel more comfortable out there.
Was there a moment where you kind of felt like, okay, now I'm back in rhythm and back just kind of without even thinking of it? Or has that been something that kind of gradually took place over the course of the non-conference and now into conference play?
Honestly, I think it took till like halfway through conference where before I was like feeling like, okay, I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling like I'm back at, you know, my normal self.
Yeah.
But I think like gradually I would see like glimpses of it. And I would have either, you know, a game here or there or like part of a game, but it wasn't super consistent where I felt like myself. But I think like halfway through conference, I started feeling more like myself.
Was that frustrating for you? I have to imagine that just not feeling quite like yourself yet had to be like you really, I'm sure, desperately wanted to get over that hump.
Oh yeah, I definitely was going through a little like, you know, mental battle where I wanted to be myself for my teammates, and you know, I wasn't hitting shots I normally hit or just wasn't like playing how I normally play. And my biggest thing is like I'm my biggest hit critic, and a lot of times because I feel like I'm letting down my teammates if I'm not, you know, providing for the team. So that was definitely challenging, but I have my teammates and coaches behind me, so yeah, got through it.
Do you feel like you're playing a similar role to, I mean, your freshman and your sophomore year, you were a primary ball handler a lot. This team has a lot of different guards that have proven they can initiate. Is it a similar role for you in years past? Are you playing a slightly different role on this year's team? Tell me how you kind of settled into the positions and spots you're picking up this year.
I would say both. Like, I'm still, you know, bringing up the ball, calling out the plays and stuff like that. I would say I'm not shooting the three as much as I was my sophomore year, or I was definitely like more consistently hitting it my sophomore year, but I think this year I'm getting more into my like mid-range pull-up, so I guess like in that sense the scoring kind of like evens out. But yeah, I still see myself as, you know, I can score, but I would prefer to set up my teammates, so I think in that sense it hasn't really changed.
I ask everyone this. I mean, playing without Emma and Delaney, two players who you played with for a couple of years and were just on the team for so long as impact players, how did you see that kind of take shape over the course of the years? You guys did have to adapt to Anna's playing without them for the first time. You and Bella are playing without those guys for the first time. How did that kind of take place, whether that was in the preseason or in the non-conference, and just kind of everybody fitting into their new roles?
Yeah, I think it was an adjustment at first. I mean, Em and Dell, they're obviously here for 5 years,
right,
and they had such a big impact on this team, on our program. And it was a little bit at first like I obviously hadn't played without them. So
Anna,
you know,
yeah,
a bunch of people hadn't played without them. So I think it took a minute to adjust. But once people started like growing their confidence, and we realized that, you know, other people are going to step up. And I think we did a good job where we're not just relying on one person to step up for the loss of Em and Dell. It's more everyone stepped up in their own way, and we know we have a very balanced attack like we talked about. So I think everyone just growing a little bit helped the team a lot.
One of those newcomers who I've talked to previously on the show, Sarah Erickson, everyone calls her Scoop. I'll go with Sarah for right now. But what has she done? Is she stepped into a starting role recently, and how has she kind of grown throughout the course of the year and settled into a new program, and how has she helped the team get to where they're at right now?
Yes, Scoop, Sarah, Scoop, she's been such a big part of our team. I think she's always worked super hard. She's always, you know, played great defense, got a bunch of rebounds, and that's just who she is. But I think now she's starting to score more than she was looking to at the beginning of the year, which is exactly what we need. She is an amazing scorer, very, very skilled offensively. So I think, yeah, she's just a very solid player for us, both offensively and defensively, and her growing in her confidence and just getting, she's now like used to our system and everything. Like, obviously at the beginning you adjust from a new school. So yeah, I think she's now comfortable and it's showing. She's playing amazing.
Sitting at 10-2 in league play, what do you think the biggest difference has been? Because the non-conference, you guys did have some great performances, but I know at the end of it, the record wasn't quite where you would have liked it to be. What's been the biggest difference as you guys have just started to really reel off wins in America East action? And maybe what were the things that you really took away from the non-conference this year?
Yeah, I think defensively we've been much better in conference. We're playing just more together. Like, we have each other's backs more. I just think we're doing better on the defensive end. And then offensively, I think we're also just playing more together. I think at the beginning of the season, the ball would get stuck sometimes, or we would just be stagnant offensively. And now I think the ball is moving a lot more. We're playing together. And like I said, people are growing their confidence. So they're hitting shots that maybe they weren't hitting at the beginning of the season. So, I just think we're all coming together.
I've got to ask you about the marathon road trip, because that's been so much fun for me to talk to everybody around your program about this year, from Alaska to Mexico, whether it's basketball or otherwise. What are you going to remember from that 2-3 week stretch where you guys were on the road in November?
Oh, that was an amazing experience. I think obviously basketball wise, we didn't, perform as well as we had hoped, but we also grew a lot from those games and we learned a lot and we watched back the film, and that's why we're able to be where we're at right now. But off the court, I will never forget, we went dog sledding and obviously in Alaska, and then Cancun, we just did a bunch of things and got to spend time in the sun. We went zip lining and snorkeling. So yeah, just, I would say spending time with my teammates and just enjoying those super cool places, I'll never forget.
Jump back with me to present day, ahead of a couple more matchups for you guys this weekend. Currently sitting, as we've talked about, in that tie for first with UAlbany. Biggest keys going forward for the team? What's really the messaging about we need to keep doing these things well? As I know the goals are win regular season conference titles, win an AmeriCoast postseason title, but what are the things that you guys are going to need to keep doing well to reach that summit?
I think for our team, we have to approach every game with the same mindset and mentality. And I think we have the past two Albany and Maine games, we approached those games with this fearless mentality, and we knew those games meant so much. And then we obviously went on the road at New Hampshire, but I think we didn't start that game like we started the Maine and Albany games. And I think if we really want to be successful moving forward, we have to start every game the same. We have to play every team the same. Doesn't matter where they fall in the rankings. And that is just focusing on Vermont defense, moving the ball offensively, just all of our fundamentals.
How exciting is it for you to be back in the mix, both as far as where the team's at? You're competing again for these great goals, but you individually, I know last year was tough to not be able to contribute. What's it been like to be back and be with this team and be contributing and to have the team be playing so well?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, last year I would have done anything to be in my position right now. So just feels great to be back on the court and just be a part of a team that's so special. I'm super grateful.
Good luck the rest of the year, Kat. Thanks so much for joining the show. Can't wait to follow you guys, and hopefully a couple of AmeriCoast championships headed your way.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Another thank you to Kat Gilwee for joining us on Catamount Insider this week. Somebody that's really easy to root for and has had already such a great Catamount career, was the AmeriCoast Rookie of the Year all the way back as a freshman, now in her redshirt junior season after missing all of last year. Great to see Kat back out on the floor and playing some really good basketball. I'm glad we talked about the start to the season for Kat, because it was clear that she still wasn't quite back playing at the level that she had been. And it was a frustrated face at times, but a player who fought through that and has been a big part of the starting lineup really her entire career in Burlington. I mentioned it at one point, and we've talked prior about her being a local product, played for CVU, a high school here in Vermont, and grew up in Shelburne, not far away from Burlington at all. So really fun to see her career and her career trajectory throughout the course of her time here at Vermont, and a player that I always have a great time talking to. Fun to hear her describe this team as fearless right now. I think that's something that's really obvious when you watch them play. It's a small rotation that Coach Kresge's using, but it is clearly working, and behind this great defense, Anna Olson really the star scorer, but so many other versatile pieces around Anna that we talked about throughout that interview as well. So great to hear from Kat. Glad to hear that she's kind of back in the flow and in the mix of playing the best basketball that she can play. So thanks again to her, and once again, good luck to her and the Catamount women's basketball team throughout the rest of the year. We're going to step aside, wrapping up Catamount Insider. When we return, this is Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt.
As a proud sports partner, we're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Cat, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Cat, always ready.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Raven Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at HandyCars.com.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
You want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
Mackenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors' Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
And we are back on Catamount Insider. I'm Brian McLaughlin, wrapping up this week's episode. So a big thanks to our guests, first and foremost, Colin and Carson from UVM Men's Lacrosse. And Kat, we had three C's on this week. I wasn't confused by that at all as I record this. Colin, Carson, and Kat, thanks to all three of you for joining our show this week. And thanks to you listeners who joined us as well on this Saturday morning. Or if you're catching up with us on demand, it's been great to have you along for the ride.
a massive Saturday still ahead if you're listening with us live. Women's lacrosse playing on the road at Marist, women's ice hockey against Northeastern, women's basketball at UMass Lowell, men's basketball home against UMass Lowell, the men's ice hockey team hosting number two in the country, Boston College, for the second consecutive day. Just a loaded weekend, the crossover season between winter and spring sports. Well, it is here. And it is such a great time of year if you're a fan of Catamount Athletics. Hope to see you at all of these events if you're at home. I'll be on the road with the men's basketball team as well. Hope to say hi to you wherever you are. Such a great time on Catamount Insider this week. Thanks again to our three C's, the three guests, Colin, Carson, and Kat. I'm Brian. We'll talk to you next week with more Catamount Insider presented by Milton Kat.
On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield, this has been the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Kat. Get equipped, get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Vermont Sports Network.